Mini episode 276 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Fashion Wrap Up, the definitive source for quick hits on fashion, style, celebrity, culture, and beauty news. Follow them on the web at fashionwrapup.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 276 of the FDH Lounge and our presentation of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider in this format after 9 years on our previous platform. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris with our 2013 NBA Draft Preview Show. In 1984, David Stern presided over his first NBA draft and welcomed Hakeem Olajuwon, Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, and John Stockton into the league. It is no exaggeration to say that the commissioner departs by presiding over the exact opposite type of incoming class. Proving that history does have some symmetry, however, his successor, Adam Silver, will start his NBA draft supervision duties next year by bringing the highly anticipated Andrew Wiggins and Jabari Parker into the association. But in the meantime, not to put too fine of a point on it, but this draft class sucks. That's not to say that every player will be a bust. The odds are firmly against that. What it does mean is that there is no instant impact superstar like we've seen in recent draft classes. There is no Kyrie Irving, no John Wall, no Derrick Rose or Kevin Durant. It is for that reason that the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are a bit behind schedule in terms of developing a core around Irving, are giving strong consideration to becoming the first team in 20 years to trade the top overall pick. If they are successful in accomplishing this, it is likely that they will have to stack the deal with other useful players in exchange for an established star player. That's how jaded the perception of this crop actually is this year. The player long eyeballed as the top overall pick is Kentucky power forward center Nerlens Noel. On the positive side, he has the potential to become the greatest defensive force in the league, blocking shots down low and causing massive disruption to other teams in the paint. On the negative side, he is projected for even less offensive upside than his counterpart in that spot a year ago from the Wildcats, Anthony Davis. He's currently recovering from a serious knee injury, and his build resembles Starvin Marvin from South Park. So he's anything but your prototypical number one overall pick at this point. Player with potentially the highest upside is Kansas shooting guard Ben McLemore, widely compared to a young Ray Allen in terms of his shooting skills. Unfortunately, he's also been compared to Casper the Friendly Ghost with regard to his tendency to disappear at times, raising questions about whether he has the drive to take over games to the degree that his offensive game allows. Georgetown small forward Otto Porter is almost universally regarded as a top five pick, but scouts have questioned his ceiling, whether he'll ever be more than above average across the board, and thus a fringe all-star most seasons. Questions also plague two players who dwarf Porter in terms of athleticism, but may not be as stable at the next level. Anthony Bennett could be an absolutely explosive scorer in the NBA, but there's a fairly widespread fear that he could be a tweener, not really a true power forward or small forward. And Victor Oladipo has the wingspan and athleticism to be a great two-guard, but not necessarily the proven offensive game. FDH senior editor Jason Jones compares him unfavorably with Andre Iguodala, and with apologies to the other AI, that tells you all you need to know about his potentially steep path to NBA stardom. Some players ended up being ships passing in the night this past season. Michigan point guard Trey Burke zoomed into the top 10 and maybe even the top 5, largely on the showing of his leadership and route to the national championship game. His Big Ten counterpart Cody Zeller, however, who topped more than a few draft boards coming into the season, did not fare as well in terms of perception once the campaign materialized. He's still likely to go in the top 10, but that's still a decent fall. His tumble was topped by Shabazz Muhammad, however, as the UCLA swingman dropped to fringe lottery status based on questions about his age and a season that did not live up to the billing in terms of hype. At least he's still assured of the first round, though, which Kentucky shooting guard Archie Goodwin, who entered the season with great promise, can no longer say. We at FantasyDraftHelp.com and the 21st Century Media Alliance have much more analysis on this year's draft proceedings in our draft guide, Pro Hoops Draftology 2013, available at FantasyDraftHelp.com. But in the end, all you really need to know is this. There is greater variance in the mock drafts than I have ever seen in any of our guides, be they football or basketball. FDH senior editor Jason Jones has Maryland center Alex Len, thought by many to be a Zydrunas Ilgauskas prototype, going first overall. In my mock draft, I have him going 10th. And based on so many other mock drafts floating around right now, either of us has a good chance to be right. That's the kind of uncertainty that accompanies a draft with such unproven talent. It's unlikely that we'll look back on the 2013 NBA draft with 1984-like fondness. But if the top pick doesn't stir echoes of Michael Olowokandi, Kwame Brown, or Andrea Bargnani, that might be the best we can get.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.